Alma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Throughout the academic year, there are all sorts of interesting programs and events on campus, but this year, there's a great treat in store. Next week, Sonia Nazario, author of this year's All Freshmen Read book, Enrique's Journey, will be visiting UNCG to discuss her book. In anticipation of her visit, today we interview Scott Gibson, coordinator for the All Freshmen Read program and the One Book, Many Voices conference at UNCG. And we're so glad to have you here today with us, Scott.
Great. Thanks, Hannah.
I was wondering, for the listeners, if you could tell us a little bit more about the All Campus Read program, how it got started, who gets involved with it, and what is the participation like?
Sure. The All Campus Read started in the mid-90s when Hepzibah Ross Kelly was the director of composition, so it came out of the English department. And since then, it had gone through Elizabeth Cesare Strader, who really helped make the program grow. And now that we have a new composition director, we're doing a bit of an overhaul, and we're calling it now the All Campus Read. And the reason why is because we are trying to extend the program outside of the English department, outside of the composition classroom, and really reach across campus, across disciplines, students, faculty, staff, to try to get everybody involved so we have this common text to discuss.
And this common text, about how many people read that text every year?
This year we have over 1,500 students who are enrolled in various classes. Most are still in the composition program, but we do have some sociology professors and history professors who are teaching the book as well. It's also being used in some upper-level English classes.
Great. And can you tell us why this makes it such a great program?
Well, one of the most important things is that it is fostering an intellectual community across campus. So we hear the word community all the time. And, well, what do we really mean? The texts that we try to choose are, of course, used for students who are in the composition classes, but we also want them to be pertinent topics to what's going on in our daily lives, especially for those of us who are from North Carolina, to try to think about issues that are pertaining to us at this moment.
And not giving too much away for those that haven't read the book, but can you tell our listeners a little bit more about Enrique's Journey, how it is relevant to North Carolinians, and how it's relevant to the UNCG community?
Sure. Well, Enrique's Journey has been really a special text for us this year because the book essentially traces the journey of Enrique, who comes to the United States from Honduras. And he comes as part of a real pattern in migration from Central America and even through Mexico of young children who are following their parents to the United States in very dangerous circumstances. So Enrique rides on the top of trains, and he runs into drug smugglers and gangs and all kinds of things as he makes it here. Ultimately, he comes to North Carolina. And right now, as you probably know, immigration is a very important issue, but we also don't understand the circumstances behind people who come to the United States, quote-unquote, illegally. So this gives us a chance to really talk about what that means, to see a human side of what becomes a largely legal, political kind of argument. So
a different perspective for people who are reading this book who might not ordinarily know about it.
Absolutely. The book definitely evokes empathy for Enrique and his experiences. And I don't think it's an apology for illegal immigration. I think what it does is really lays out the issue in front of us and says, how do we handle this situation?
Right, and she, Sonia Nazario, is coming to UNCG to talk about the book, and you're also working on a conference that has to do with it. Could you tell us about those?
That's right. These are two really important events to the All Campus Read. Every year we do try to have the speaker come, and Sonia Nazario will be here in a couple weeks. She's giving two talks. One is at 1 p.m., and this is primarily for students. It'll be in the EUC in the Cone Ballroom. And because the number of students reading the book are so large, it will also have overflow in the auditorium. The second part of the All Campus Read events is the One Book, Many Voices conference, which will be held November 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the EUC. And anybody who's interested in attending this, we really would appreciate support because undergraduate students, even some freshmen, first-year students, are doing all kinds of great research and creative projects, and they're getting the chance to share this outside of the English classroom. So this is really an important experience for them professionally, and it's also a great way for all of us to hear the ideas that are circulating about this text and projects that are inspired by it.
Great. Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Author Zanya Nazario, again, she'll be speaking at UNCG on Monday, November 16th from 1 to 3 to UNCG students, faculty, and staff. You're also invited to attend a later session from 7 to 9 in the Sullivan Science Building Auditorium. This session is free and open to the public. Book signings will be following both presentations, and if you're still interested, copies of Enrique's Journey are still available at the UNCG bookstore, where you can purchase a copy online or check it out of the library. For more information, visit uncgfol.blogspot.com or visit the library homepage at library.uncg.edu. Thank you.